the death of Sergei
Magnitsky. Firstly, the death of Sergei Magnitsky was an awful thing, and the Russian government should do everything so that such a case doesn't happen again. Secondly, the corruption of the Russian authority is the main reason for this kind of death. Sergei Magnitsky tried to make it an issue of Russia against him. That's more or less clear. What I think is not true in the interview that I heard is the fact that he accuses the Russian government for organizing such a crime. It's not a fight of the Russian government against Magnitsky. It's the people that hired him. It is a struggle between different business coalitions, different financial groups, both of them trying to use corrupted gangs or institutions to fight each other. The Russian government is not an actor in this case. Sergei Magnitsky was not a soldier against the Russian government. He is a soldier of one financial group against another financial group. Both of them also corrupted.
Both of them, by the way, also corrupted.
How do you tell the difference between the Russian government and officials of the security services and the interior ministry who are, as you say, corrupt and being used by other corrupt people?
It's
less clear. Of course the government is responsible for all the institutions. But nevertheless, those investigating the case have to divide very clearly between the Russian government and those actors who sought to pressure Sergei Magnitsky and pushed him to his death. They were following the order of their chiefs. Those corrupted authorities don't always work for the government, but for the financial groups who corrupted them. So a government or institution doesn't always work according to the political will. In the case of Sergei Magnitsky, those institutions started to work not for the government, but for those who corrupted them.
Is the Russian government doing enough, then, to control those corrupt officials?
Of course not.
Of course the government is not doing enough to control those corrupted officials. Of course the Russian government claims to control, even to punish those corrupted officials who have been using different financial loopholes to fight against each other. So it's not big news that the level of corruption in Russian governmental institutions is very high. And we know that the Russian government is regarding this as a very big problem. Dmitry Medvedev and Vladimir Putin have many times mentioned that corruption in the law enforcement institutions is one of the gravest problems in contemporary Russia.